If you live in Toronto, chances are you have not been getting that much sleep the past few days. Sports fans there went nuts this weekend over the Toronto Raptors. The basketball team is on its way to the NBA Finals for the first time in the franchise's 24-year history. Nav Bhatia has been cheering them on since the beginning. If you ever catch a Raptors home game on TV, you will notice him courtside wearing his Raptors jersey and his Sikh turban, screaming his lungs out. I called Nav today to talk basketball. He was in his car, so the cell reception was not great. His passion is crystal clear, and Nav has told me that he's been over the moon since the Raptors beat the Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals.
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling good. We are ready for Golden State on Thursday. Where are you guys? Which place are you affiliated with?
We're calling you from Boston.
Boy, you know, Boston was supposed to be playing the Golden State this year. That's what the pundit said.
You don't need to rub it in, Nav.
No, I'm not rubbing it. No, I didn't mean to rub it.
Tell me about yourself. You moved to Canada, I know, from India in the 80s. How did you get into basketball?
Well, I was working. I came in 84, and by 95, I was pretty comfortable, and I decided to buy two tickets to experiment and enjoy basketball. Lo and behold, from that day, from the first day, I've never missed a game, I've never been late for a game, and I've never left a game early.
You've been officially dubbed a Raptors superfan. I don't even know what that means. Like, if a big fan has season tickets, what's a superfan?
In season 98-99, Isaiah Thomas, Hall of Famer, was the general manager. So one day he called me and told me, "Now come to the midcourt," and I did. And he presented me with my own jersey, which said, "Superfan number one."
Why did Isaiah Thomas pick you? I mean, did he just look into the crowd like, he's been here?
That's a good question. I think you should call Isaiah Thomas and find out also.
Drake is also a superfan. You ever have to kind of prove to him who's the biggest superfan?
I don't. Drake is a good friend of mine. I know Drake when he was not Drake. He's not the superfan. He's called the global ambassador.
I'm curious, how is the makeup of the crowd and of Raptors fans? How's that changed over the past 25 years?
Well, I'm going to tell you, when I first started as a Raptors season holder in 95, there were only 40 to 50 brown people like me, and only one who was wearing turban at the time. What happened is, in 99, after I was given the title of a super fan, one day there was this white guy talking to somebody on the phone and said, "Honey, I got to go. My cab is here." He looked at me and said, "Oh, my cab is here." On that day, I decided that whatever it takes, how much money, how much time it takes, I'm going to change the perception of the mainstream about the Sikhs and the South Asian. So what I did, I went to the Raptors and I bought 3,000 tickets to celebrate my New Year's in the arena. And that's what I did. And they were surprised that I'm being crazy, I'm being stupid. But I brought people from all faiths, religions, Muslims, Hindus, Christians. And we celebrated and watched the game together. And the purpose was to tell them that we might look different. We are different, maybe. But deep inside, 99.99%, we have the same passion, which is love basketball and cheer for the same team, which is Raptors. I have done that for 20 years. And during the last 8 or 9 years, all those kids who were 10, 15 years old have a job. And now what they do is they bought the season holder because they are addicted to basketball.
Nav Bhatia, superfan number one, a bigger fan than Drake. Well, maybe the same. Game one against Golden State is on Thursday. Nav, who's going to win?
We are going to shock them right away.
Thank you very much. Great to speak with you.
Thank you, sir. Go Raptors, go.
All right, I'll go along with that. With Nav and the underdogs. Go Raptors.